रूपम तस्याकजगुरिं गुरुपुरिं माथुरिं मुष्टवातिं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रकृति कृपया श्रीगुरुं तम् वंशाकल्पसौभस्य नमो महापदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै सदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्याभिज्ञाय पराधरस्यै चित्तास्य कामानि तरङ्गम् कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्देमस्ते तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिनामि गृहाभिना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं न माम चरणं हरे कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत on the same subject. Rikrishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he began to write this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he has told six kinds of manifestation of Krishna. Though they are one, but they are realized in six ways. Achinta Veda Veda. And he has explained about this. He has told that his Siksha Guru Arup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, his Guru Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath, and Advaitacharya, Kamsa avatar, part of
incarnation
of Krishna, of Mahavishnu, Nityananda, Prabhu Swarupa Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash. He can, Nityananda Prabhu, he always क्या उनको प्रकाशित करते
हैं
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑलवेज सो ही इज कॉल्ड प्रकाश मैनिफेस्टेशन विदाउट हेल्प ऑफ हिम एनी वन कैन नॉट रियलाइज चैतन्य महाप्रभु आर कृष्ण ही इज होल सेल्फ गुरु तत्व कृष्ण दासव्याज गोस्वामी टेलिंग दैट व्हाट आई हैव टेकन दर्शन ऑफ सिक्स गोस्वामी आई हैव रिसीव्ड द एसोसिएशन ऑफ दीज वैष्णव एग्जॉल्टेड वैष्णव आई हैव द कृपा ऑफ गोविंद गोपीनाथ एंड मदन आई हैव सीन देम टेकन दर्शन had sin really Vrindavan, what is Vrindavan? All mercy of Sunita. So I am his Das. He is my guru. Then Gadadhar Prabhu is Shakti. Krishna Chandra himself Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself Brajan Danandan Shyam Sundar himself plus the beauty, golden beauty and mode of Srimati Radha. So he is like combined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Srimati Radha. Now he is telling, we should know all these things. Guru Krishna's Rupaham Shastre Pranayi. Guru, both Guru, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Not only Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. Both are in same level, same character, same thing. None different. Rupa Goswami is Shiksha Guru. Sanatana Goswami is Diksha Guru. Not any but difference. Both are same. Sanatana Goswami can do the work of Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, all also. And Rupa Goswami can do the work of Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both. They are qualified to do all these things. For me, my Reverend Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnu Parshishon Bhakti Pragyan Goswami Maharaj is Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Also he my Shiksha Guru. But I think that Pujya Parshidhar Maharaj, Pujyapad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj are also my Shiksha Guru. But any disciple of Siddhar Maharaj, Pujyapad, or Swamiji, they think that Nitya Lila Aparishta Bhakti Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj is not in our line, then they are not Krishna. Certainly they are not. We should be very careful to them if they are not honoring. Also you know that he has Sannyas Guru of Swamiji also. And Swamiji has so much respect as a guru, as a friend, God, another God. So if anyone not honoring our Gurudev, Pujya Parshidhar Maharaj, and telling demons like these words, they are certainly demons themselves. In any life, they cannot be a pure devotee. They can be cheaters and demons and all. It may be some difference of opinion in them, but yes, they are Guru, Shiksha Guru. So we should think like this. Shiksha Guru ka jani, Krishna ra swarup. He has told that Shiksha Guru is a roop of Krishna. And here he is telling for Shiksha Guru he is swarup. Who is superior? Roop or swarup? But Krishna roop and swarup are same thing. So both are same thing. No difference at all in the roop and swarup. In my opinion, swarup is more nearer than roop. Swarup, swa means mind. But same thing, we can have some appliance to our Shiksha Guru. Understand something? He is like superior and worshipable so much. And he has some appliance for me. Always praying, taking lot of faith, lot of dust,
reference.
Reference.
Aishwarya.
Aishwarya something. But Shiksha Guru is like a brother, like a friend, bosom friend, like a embracing, like something chattering. No harm. We can tell anything. Oh, I want to love Krishna like Gopis. This is a very secret thing. Very secret. But she can hesitate to tell these things, very secret things to Gurudev, Shiksha Guru. So Shiksha Guru is so much needed. We can open our hearts to the Shiksha Guru. No opulence. No? Sometimes we embrace him also. He can embrace. Like friends, bandhu, laukik sat bandhu. Laukik sat bandhu, you know? Worldly friends, very bosom friends. We should not treat Krishna that he is God, himself God. Supreme personality of God. He is my dear friend, bosom friend. He is my dear son. He is my brother. He is not Krishna. I don't know who is Supreme personality of God. I don't know. But I know that Krishna is my. I am his. This is laukik bandhuvat, mode of worldly friends and bandhutva. Bandhutva means?
Fraternity.
You know? Brotherhood. Very good. Having not so much affluence as per Jabhav. Also, Rupa Goswami has told, in Diksha Guru, we should be like this, Vishrambha Sevak. Vishrambha Sevak. But sometimes it is not coming in this area, because we always do like this. But Diksha Guru do also not do like that. And we can open all things. Oh, Diksha Guru, not as a Diksha Guru. What to do? I have some affection to a very beautiful girl. What should I do? I can tell to Shiksha, but it is very, very
hard to tell.
Hard to Shiksha, because she is like father, personable.
Very heavy. Very heavy.
Because he will take a mota ganda. Ganda, you know?
Ganda.
Stick. Very mota wala. But he will embrace and tell, oh dear, you should not do. You try to love Krishna like
love Radha.
Not Radha. Try to serve Radha. Giving up your whole heart in the Lord's feet of Krishna. You don't go to girl. This is not a girl, but this is a firing. Burning what?
Fire.
Poisonous ocean. Don't go to us. So we can tell everything. So Shiksha Guru is needed. Krishna may be your Shiksha Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shiksha Guru. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami. All previous acharyas, they are not tired. They are still here. They are all assembled here. What they are doing? Krishna is also here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are all hearing all these things. They are all omnipotent. What is the meaning of omnipotent? So, we can make them Shiksha Guru. He will tell and explain like this. So Shiksha Guru ke ami jani Krishna Swarup. Shiksha Guru is like Swarup of Krishna and Shiksha Guru Rup of Krishna. Rup means
form.
And Krishna Swarup, inner and outer, everything. Rup, outer. But Krishna. Krishna has no inner, outer, everything. One thing, inner and outer. Those who think like this, that Krishna has inner body and upper body, then they are Maya body, or body. We should not associate with them. Antaryami Bhakt said a guru. Sikya guru are of two kinds. Antaryami. Antaryami means Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru means those who know what is heart. And in heart he inspires everything. If he will pray that, oh Krishna, you are my Chaitya Guru. I have given my whole heart to you. You should help me. And man is a very good, qualified guru. He will serve man. Will have not any time to repent for that. But if he will do, according to your will, you will have to repent. Because they will fall down and you will have. Your life will be spoiled. Because Krishna has told in Gita, he has promised, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Kriti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Sam Jena Maam Upayanti Te
Upayanti.
So, always Yuktanam to Krishna. Always
connected
to Krishna. And Bhajatam Pratipurvakam, and serving him with so much affection and devotion. Then I keep Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga means?
Intelligence.
What kind of intelligence? A practice intelligence. And that buddhi will make us yoga with Krishna. Connectivity. Buddhi yoga. That buddhi intelligence which adds us, which connects us with Krishna, that is buddhi yoga. I used to give to them. And by that, they upayanti me. They come to me. And I keep them engaged in my service. No? So he said to Guru also. Also he has another, you know, Bilva Mangal Thakur. I know that some are not aware of that fact. Chintamani in the South India, she was a very beautiful prostitute. Age about 16. Very, very wonderful, beautiful. So free in dancing and in reciting kirtan. So anyone who hears or sees the dance of that girl, all will be moved and attracted. Though Bilva Mangal Thakur was so quiet, religious. And Brahmin, he was married to a very beautiful chaste lady. But anyhow, he went to a town or anywhere and he became dropped in the trap of that lady, prostitute. But there was some speciality in that prostitute. What a specialty? He used to sing Krishna songs always. So all used to be attracted. So he fell in that trap. He stopped his all businesses. He stopped to service to his father, mother. He forgave his wife, chest and children. And the solely became of that Chintamani prostitute. He used to go to several times especially in night to her. Taking some dakshina, dakshina you know,
representation,
selling his lands, also the ornaments, very very good ornaments of his wife, stealing away, money stealing away, good cloths stealing away and giving to that, to make her so much.
That make her satisfied,
she is
happy.
For her make satisfaction. Her
happy,
satisfaction. So that she may love. One day his father was dead, and he was doing on the 11th or 12th day his last work of his father, ceremony. So many hundreds and thousands of friends were there in his courtyard, and all were sitting to take Mahaprasadam, but he went in the kitchen home and took so many delicious food, some other also things, and he kept in a cloth. At the time of night he left the home. Who is taking prasadam or not, who are taking care of his father, mother and wife and all their weeping, but he left them all alone, and he was going to that prostitute. At that time there was so much heavy rain, the river was in the middle, and it was so much flood and so much heavy current, and it was very hard to cross the river. He was making any trick to anyhow to
cross
the river, but he was helpless. In the meantime, he saw that something is floating in front of him, and he took it and sat down on that, and anyhow he crossed the river. What this was, he never thought that what it was, wood or anything. When he crossed and went to the prostitute's home, even so much rain was there, and it was very slippery everywhere, door was closed. He tried, and he made round to that home, anyhow to go. But it was so heavy rain that his sounds were not heard. He did so much knock, none heard. At last, he saw in the backward of the home that something was
on a rope,
hanging
down.
And he took it,
climbed up
anyhow.
Yeah.
And when he reached on the top, anyhow it was slipped and fell down at once flat in the courtyard. Become very much sound. Chintamani came and saw. Why sound? He asked his maid servant. He went outside and saw, oh, Vindamangal is falling flat here. Why? From how he came? He told to the Chintamani. She came and also both together. They took anyhow senseless Vindamangal inside and warned him anyhow. He came to anyhow sense. Then Chintamani told to that from his boss. Oh. This my body is of full of blood, urine, stool and so many bad things. And you are loving so much. If I have a little bit love, affection, a little bit to Krishna, it was so marvelous. Your life has been changed and made it supple.
Successful.
Successful. Go at once from here. I don't want to love you. You are so asanta kami ho.
Lusty.
I don't want. It penetrated more than any
arrow
or weapon. he became like a dumb, like a wood, what should I do? I must love Krishna. It was his first impression. Otherwise, if no first impression, this word has not done anything here, not tested. Then he would have fell flat on the Lord, on the feet of that prostitute, doing like this, like this, like dogs, no? Like biting or dogs or gadhe, I say, betting by last two legs, but he had called it. But there was some past impression in his life, and that is why he was changed and he. Now he decided that neither I should be here, neither in my home. I should go to Vrindavan. And he started going to Vrindavan. For 2, 3, 4, 5 days he did not take anything. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He went to a well, he was so thirsty. He saw that very young girl, very beautiful, newly married, one lady, was taking water from the well. He went and he told that, can you help me? Can you drop some water to me? I am so thirsty. She gave water like this, pouring water from up, from any pot, and he was. He was taking water, but he was taking his dishes from his eyes and taking in her. When she went away to home, he followed him. Her. His husband was on the door. He went straight in his room. And he was standing there, he told that, can you call you that girl who has went? Oh yes, why not? She is my wife, so I can call her. He called, she came, what service may we do? He told frankly that, I want your two
hairpins.
Very long. She could not understand what he will do. She gave it and she was looking, both were looking. And he took at once and told that these eyes are enemy of mine. They always rail me. If there is no bath,
no bamboo,
no bubble, no flute. So I will cut this root. I will be blind and this eye will not be attracted anymore. Only Krishna attracts me to this. So two, both in her eyes and red
blood
coming, and he became totally blind. Now he was telling Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama.
A boy came at once. Baba, where you are going? He told, I am going to the temple. But that sweet voice was so sweet. He was not any other person. He was himself, that boy, cowherd boy, black, cheater. He told that, where are you? I am a child, I am a boy, cowherd boy, I am going to Vrindavan. If you want to go to Vrindavan, you can take my stick and you can go with me, I will help you. Oh, I want help. So far away from there, Vrindavan was about 6 months past. But after some time he told, in a day or two, he told that, Baba, we have come to Vrindavan. They are comfortable. And that the blind person was making new points, very sweet. And regarding Krishna, the mercy of Krishna, it was very, very much attractive to the ear of Krishna. And that is called
Krishna-parnamrita.
Nectar of the ear for the ear of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it from South India and gave it to him. So, he is doing prayer to Krishna in Vrindavan. In his this book, in that his own poem, first poem he says, Chintamanir Jayati Som Guru Gurur Me Sikcha Guru Bhagavan Sikhi Pichamauli Jatpad Pallav Saru Pallav Se Karesu Leela Swayam Varraso Lahate Jayatri. I am doing pranam to Chintamani. His Gurudev is like Chintamani, his name was Somgiri. No? Or he is doing pranam first to Chintamani, by whose portion he came towards Krishna. He was changed. So he is taking Chintamani, that prostitute, not as a prostitute, but his
Guru.
Guru. What Guru?
Vatmapradasa
Guru. Those who tell that come on between. And I am going to any very realized person, Vaishnava. And it is so that his Guru is his Vatmapradasa Guru. Vatmapradasa Guru. Way.
Showing the way.
Showing way Guru. He may be Kanishtha, no harm. But real Guru should be in, certainly not less than Madhyam Adhikari. He should be always in Madhyam Adhikari. What is the symptoms of Madhyam Adhikari? We'll have to apply to that Guru, to whom we are going to make my Guru, Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. No? If you are not seeing the symptoms of this Madhyam Adhikara Vaishnava, we should reject. Otherwise, you will have to hamper so much. Your life will be ruined. If you will fall, you will cry bitterly.
Narak.
Narak. So, what are the symptoms? First symptom is there. Tasmat Gurum Prapadyate Jigyasu Seya Uttamam Shabde Parishamishnatam Brahmanyu Pashamasa. Two symptoms gone, one
prominent.
What two? Shabda Brahmanishnat. He should know all these scriptures teaching. Secondly, Upashayam.
Upasamasa.
What is the meaning?
Material
desire. Not unhappy. Always so happy. Serving Krishna. It is unhappy. There are so many problems for him. Very bad. Haridas Thakur has no problem at all. Where he was beaten in the 22 markets and he was about to die, but no problem. Chanting. Prahlad Maharaj, who has so many problems, but no problem. He was putting his faith on the heads of problems. No problem for him. But he was chanting, remembering. Also, you have taken Diksha, but so many problems. What to do? My wife has cheated me. My husband has cheated me. Very big problem. My children are not with me. I cannot manage money. I cannot make money. Very big problem. I have no computer. I have no. Reject at once. and he should be realized in Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti, it has not realized. Then he is so bound to fall, and he will be always requiring worldly things. Then make also four things as in that. It may be that he is either Uttam Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari. Especially you should know that he is Uttam Adhikari. But Uttam Adhikari is not found, they are very rare there. Then also Madhyam Adhikari should be treated as his Ichha Guru or Shiksha Guru. But four things are to see that whether four things are qualities are there. Prema to Krishna, maitri to all Vaishnavas, friendship, and service also. Three kinds of Vaishnava, he has three relations. One, honoring and obeying with friendship. Equal but some high rank, that Vaishnava. And some equal and some lower. Three. There are three relations with three. Maitri with honor, maitri with maitri, and maitri with
kripa.
And then kripa. Kripa. Those who have some honor, faith, that is sattva. Worldly or paramarthic, any. You have heard today about sattva. If there is something, a little essence or gandha of paramarthic sattva, no? What is paramarthic sattva?
Transcendental
faith. Then, but he is ignorant, he knows nothing, but he wants to know, then he should be merciful to me. And those who are against Vaishnava, don't favor Vaishnava, don't honor any Vaishnava, give up them. Upeksha, don't have any relation to them. Because if you have any relation, your bhakti will be gone. If a little scent is there, but it will go away. So four things should be in that Madhyam Adhikari, and plus both two qualities, three qualities. Then he is Madhyam Adhikari. And you should make him do this. But Jiva Goswami is also making us careful. In what? Bhakti?
Sandarbha.
वैष्णव विद्वेषी जो व्यक्ति न्याय रहितम अन्याय न श्रेणुति जन ताऊ भव नरकम घोरम प्रजत कालम अक्षयम दोस हु डोंट फॉलो दीज थिंग्स एंड वनली फॉर एनी वर्ल्डली गेन नेम एंड फेम दे अडॉप्ट ओनली accept any guru, and guru accepts disciples, name, fame, money, and all other things, then both of them go down. They will have to go to Narak, hell. And for this, he is telling Jiva Goswami, Avaishnava Mukho Girna Utam Hari Kathamritam Shranam Naiva Kartavyam Sarko Chitta Jathapaya. If a so-called devotee or Vaishnava, showing outwardly that he is Vaishnava, but he is dishonoring Vaishnava for worldly gain and fame. he should be given at once without delay. If you are initiated Harinam and Diksha both, but yet at once you should give up. Because Guru Rapi Avaliptasya, Guru, that Guru, so called Guru, certification of it has been told in authentic epics. It has told in Mahabharata Udyog Parva. Guru Rapi Avaliptasya Karja Karja Majanata Utapata Paripanna Sapatyago. At once. So, if you are not doing so, you will have also to go to hell. Be ready for that. If anyone is dishonoring, even Kanishka Vaishnava, what to take off shell of Madhyam and Uttamasika? If he is always criticizing, dishonoring, then this is enough. It is telling that I am bona fide Vaishnava, I am bona fide disciple of my Guru. His Guru says, if he is bona fide, he will reject it. So, very emphasis he is giving Yudhisthira. We should not criticize. It may be that for some any reason, Paramarthiki, like Chandravali and followers of Chandravali and followers of Srimati, sometimes they have some web. We cannot know. So we should not take one part and another opposition. So Gurudev and Siksha Guru, they can some, it seems that there is some difference of opinion, but it is not true. They are in the same line. Though Swamiji came to Western countries and my Gurudev was in India, no difference of opinion. There is no difference at all. That Krishna love is same. Mahaprabhu service is same. The teachings are same. Though he was in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and he is in Krishna consciousness. Their Krishna consciousness and Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, same Gaud Parivar. So we should not quarrel for all these things. Don't do anything dishonoring them. So we should follow all these things and go try to develop our Krishna consciousness. Or sometimes Kirtan.
You are about an after this question in the world.
One is Kirtan?
Govinda Jai Gopal
Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai
song. You can
sing.